Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is 52 degrees and misting here in upstate New York. Yes, that's what the official says. It is misting. And we will probably have some moisture here for the next couple days. At least it won't be in the form of snow. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show USDA Whistleblower, New Healthy GMO Tomatoes and Pigs. Yes. And what I couldn't fit into the description was nanotechnology as well. We looked at some extremely disturbing stories, as we do every day, but we say it with a smile and a laugh. Of things that they're putting into our food right now. We had this USDA whistleblower who came out and started speaking against some of the things that he was seeing happening with our food supplies. And of course, they found all kinds of little nickel and dime ways to turn him into a criminal. And they fired a bunch of his staff and they went through all of their email servers. And really, it sounds like more of a witch hunt than anything. There are other USDA whistleblowers in that article we read yesterday out of Wired magazine. I think it was out of Wired. Hold on. We'll see. I don't know. I'll look while I'm talking. There were a number of other whistleblowers who weren't becoming public right now, but they were planning on it in the future, and they have at least given their statements to reporters. The new healthy GMOs, remember we read a couple days ago about how now GMO is a dirty word. And so the way they're going to start marketing this stuff to us resistant consumers, and that's the label that they put on us, was by just not mentioning GMOs anymore. And it appears to me through the stuff that we've been reading is now that they're going to turn around and sell it as nutraceuticals. Tell us how healthy it is for you, for your kids, for Nana. And how it's going to help us live healthier, more productive lives. And, you know, people are not bright enough to do the research. And so if the TV tells them that it's safe and healthy for them, they're going to eat it anyway. So I think we're going to continue down this vein a little bit, because there were a few more stories I never made it to yesterday. I've been battling for the last 40 minutes. I have now had three computers that were completely at 100% CPU usage with nothing going on, so I'm not sure what that was. Had to do some hard reboots here and try and get everything back together. But this one was out of Alternet, and I discovered this yesterday. It was from October 29th of 2015. We already knew this through a lot of our research that we've been digging into in the scientific journals, but it's interesting that a somewhat mainstream publication, and I mean, it's definitely a more aware and awake publication, but Alternet is a large publication that they published a story like this. Genetically engineered soybeans give altered milk and stunted offspring, researchers find. Now, if you paid attention to anything that Dr. Huber has said, I don't think he ever talked about the soybeans in particular, but he most certainly spoke about the alfalfa and feeding it to livestock. He had mentioned not only finding stuff in the placenta of the growing embryos, but he also was finding it in the offspring of the animals that were ingesting the genetically modified feed. He also had found that there was a greater rate of stillbirth abortions and spontaneous abortions. So there definitely is something going on here that is not being addressed, as we found out listening to the USDA whistleblower yesterday. So anyway, let's read a little bit of this. It says, this result is the strongest demonstration so far of altered growth and development in the offspring of genetically engineered fed mothers. So again, this is from October 29th of 2015. Pregnant goats fed with genetically engineered soybeans have offspring who grow more slowly and are shorter, according to new Italian studies. published in the Journal of Small Ruminant Research, the researchers were testing the results of supplementing the feed of female goats with Roundup Ready genetically engineered soybeans. Roundup Ready soybeans are engineered to resist herbicide Roundup and are sold by agribusiness giant Monsanto. And while they are some of the most widely grown soybeans in the world, and I think we dug into that at one point before, the majority of the soy and the majority of the corn in this country are all genetically modified, and we're talking like upwards of 80 or 90%. The reduced growth of the goat kids was attributed by the researchers to their observations that the milk from the GE-fed mothers was significantly less nutritious and contained less of the IgG, which is the capital I, small g, capital G antibodies important for early growth. And what I find very interesting about this is that anyone who has a child right now, and especially any parent that's awake to genetic modification of food who goes out of their way to make sure they avoid it at any cost possible, you will discover that if you look at your child and you compare them to the other kids in their age group, your child is going to be much larger and much healthier looking, with color, with beef on them, with nice, big, healthy bones, as compared to the majority of the other children with parents who have no clue. And I've noticed this from the early days of preschool. There has been a marked difference. Of course, you go to the doctor, and I'm telling you, there is absolutely nothing wrong with my kid. My kid is way, hell, lot healthier than I was as a child. I was tiny and gangly and small. My kid is a healthy kid. She's a healthy weight. She's big boned. She's got pink, and she looks like a healthy kid. You look at some of these other kids, they're pale. I mean, there are multiple children in my family. She towers over the majority of them. But I mean, just looking at the kids in school, you just would not believe the difference. So I'm going to tell you, I don't, just from my own personal observations, and who would know better than a parent, I could tell you I see a difference. But then digging into the stuff that Dr. Huber has talked about in the reduction of uptake of essential nutrients from the plants, from the soil to the plants, from our gut bacteria to our bodies, from the animals to their offspring, we're discovering over and over again that absolutely glyphosate is one of the big offenders. So anyway, let's get back to the story. And there's one of these dumb ads that moves around again. It says, this was a carefully conducted study, commented Dr. Judy Carman, director of the Institute of Health and Environmental Research from Australia. But she was not involved in the research, but she told the Independent Science News publication that, quote, the differences in the composition of the colostrum, which is something that's in the milk, and here it moves again, oh my God, between the mothers fed the GE soy and the non-GE soy were particularly striking. The colostrum from the GE-fed mothers contains only two-thirds of the fat and only one-third of the protein and only close to half of the IgG of the mothers that were fed non-GM soy. So check this out. As we're spinning genetically modified crops as the solution to cure overpopulation in third world nations and to make sure that all the starving children in Africa get proper nutrition, we have a study, a brand new study right here in front of us that states that in the colostrum of the milk of the mother feeding the infant, in this case it happens to be the goat, the GE-fed mothers contained only two-thirds of the fat in the milk, one-third of the protein, and only half of the antibodies than the mothers who were fed the non-genetically modified products. And to carry out these experiments, the researchers divided pregnant female goats into four groups 60 days before kidding. So I'm assuming kidding is what they call it when the mother goat has the baby goat, or the kid as they call it, two of the groups were fed goat food containing GE Roundup Ready soybeans at two different concentrations, and the other two groups were fed conventional non-genetically engineered soybeans, also again at two different concentrations. After the mothers gave birth, all the offspring were fed only with their mother's milk for 60 days. And the growth of these kids was measured twice. After both 30 days and 60 days, the kids of the GE-fed mothers were approximately 20%